quite pleasing, obviously, from a personal aspect. It shows that I've been playing reasonably well. I've been happy enough with my performances, but the bigger picture shows that as a team and as a club, we've been doing well. We've had a really good start to 2017, unbeaten, and our aim is to keep that going as long as possible.
What do you make of the last couple of weeks on the pitch? Because with all the chaos going on off the pitch, some remarkable performances.
It just shows the strength of character in the dressing room. You can do two things when you're faced with the problems that we face. You can either crumble or you can stand up and fight. And it's clear to everybody that what we've done. We've put in some really good performances. We've dug in for each other. We've fought for each other. And that's shone through on the pitch.
What difference did it make getting paid just a couple of hours before Tuesday night's win at Orient?
As far as the game's concerned, I don't really think it had that much of an effect. Yes, personally, from the lad's personal perspective, it's a boost because you can pay the bills, you can pay the mortgage, whatever it needs be. But we would have gone out in the game with the exact same attitude as we did when we hadn't been paid against Doncaster on Saturday. To go out and win the game, get a good result, put in a good performance, and we did that.
And just talking about football, you're so much tighter at the back, aren't you? As well as yourself, the lads in front of you, really solid at the minute.
Yeah, we're playing really well as a team, but it's not just the guys at the back, who, don't get me wrong, who are doing a fantastic job, but it's not just the guys at the back who are defending. I know it's an old saying, you've got to start defending from the front, but the lads are doing that. You've got Kevin Mulls up top for the last few games who have just been working their absolute socks off, and then they limit the supply to the opposition strikers. The lads in midfield are backing things up. They're running, again, they're working their socks off, and it's showing through. We have looked tighter, but we won't be taking it for granted. We've got to keep that going.
And it feels like an age since the last home game. It feels like another world, really, doesn't it, that Notts County win? But a chance on Saturday to show this away form in front of the home fans and for them to see what you've been getting up to in this very difficult period.
Yeah, but at the same time, we have had, it has been quite a while since we played at home, but we have had two games since the turn of the year. Crewe, first half we were poor, second half we were excellent, and we had a fantastic result and performance against Notts County at home. But like you said, the last few games, Carlisle, Donny, Leighton, Orient away, they've been really good performance, really good results, so we'll be looking to carry that into Saturday, and then obviously another home game following up on Tuesday.
So now when you look at that league table, with those games in hand on a lot of clubs, are you looking up or down still?
We get another couple of good results, then you can possibly afford to look up. But until we're well clear of the chasing pack, we won't be looking up, I suppose. But it is difficult not to. But as far as we're concerned, the first aim, the main aim, is to get ourselves safe from relegation.